Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Abundant Life Mastery. Key number two, connect with self-trust. And this is audio lesson number one. And I'm Tanya Penny, your abundance catalyst and freedom coach. So, everybody, welcome to our first audio lesson for key number two. Everybody take a breath. I know that last month, key number one, cultivate self-acceptance, love, and worth, was a big one for a lot of you. As well, it should be. It is the number one key, and I would say that this key is just as important. And but it came number two. So I believe that our self-worth has to be in place. And acceptance to be in place, self-love, acceptance, and worth, in order for us to connect with ourself on a deeper level and therefore connect with self-trust. So many of us have learned to trust and value other people and their opinions over ourselves instead of following our own desires and inner wisdom, what I call our inner guru. The truth is that we are the only ones that really know what we need and what our heart desires. What we, quote unquote, should do, and there are no shoulds, as you know, in my world. But really, we are the only ones that know our answers. So learning how to connect and trust, connect with yourself, and then listen to and trust your inner guru, the guidance you get, will really support you in making decisions in every area of your life, choices, decisions, and therefore really allowing you to create the abundant life you desire, whether it be trusting yourself in what you need to heal your body, to create a fulfilling relationship in your life, to live your purpose, to bring in money, right? All of it, absolutely all of it is affected by this. So, before we dive into today's content, just a reminder that an important reminder to remember that this is a process. This journey you are on with me in Abundant Life Mastery is a process, and that we all have a different process. So, I'm reminding you to really honor your path, your journey. Let go of the ego's need to compare it to other people. Trust you are exactly where you're supposed to be each and every moment of each and every single day, regardless of what your ego thinks about it. And I do promise you that if you are patient with yourself, if you have compassion and curiosity, show up for these classes, audio and live, do the self-work. Actually, do the journaling and the self-work. Listen to the guided TMP practices every day. You will see and feel a shift in your life. So, let's dive into audio lesson one content. So, the importance first of self-connection and trust. So, we need to be connected to ourselves in order to listen to, hear, and then follow our guidance. That small, hopefully large voice, growing larger voice within our heart, whatever you want to call it. So if we're not connected to ourselves, there's no way we could even hear the guidance, much less follow or trust it. So we only know our answers. We are the only one that has our answers. And yes, there are some other people that help us to get our answers. You know, sometimes with my clients, oftentimes with my clients, I get guidance. But I don't want to give you your answers. I want to teach you how to get your own answers. And that's what this program is about. Connecting with yourself, trusting yourself, having a deep sense of self-worth so you can do that. Plus all the other things we're going to be covering that are a part of it. So if we don't have this self-connection and therefore self-trust, then we will cut off the abundant flow in all areas of our life because we'll be looking for our answers outside of ourselves and nobody else has our answers. So that actually cuts off your abundant flow, whether it be receiving love, having a fulfilling relationship, receiving money, living your purpose fully, getting creative ideas and guidance from your, what I call your higher levels. Your health will definitely be affected because, as I'm going to talk about in throughout this key, this month, that it is our bodies that really do give us the guidance, right? So I believe that if you have illness, pain, physical, mental, or emotional illness, or quote-unquote pain, it's because you have actually cut off your connection with yourself, your guidance. You're not following your guidance. You're not trusting yourself and following it, hearing it. And that's really what the breakdown is, what illness is caused by. Not being in alignment with who you are, connected to yourself. So this is a very important topic. So when we get connected to ourself, what does that mean? Well, it means really being able to know who we are, what we want, need, desire, and not from an ego standpoint, but from a soul perspective, a heart-centered perspective, right? So a lot of us, when we're connected, truly connected to ourselves and listening, we get our guidance, right? The thing that tells us, go this way, go that way, this feels good, this doesn't feel good, right? Through our feelings, our body sensations, through our emotions. Sometimes we get it through a thought or a quote-unquote voice, right? And sometimes we just have a knowing. Like we just know something like we know it. So, at this moment, I want you to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. How, and let's give two ratings. How connected are to yourself? How connected are you to yourself? Meaning knowing your wants, needs, and desires. 1 to 10 scale, 10 being absolutely fully connected, 1 being breakdown, complete breakdown. And then also, how much do you trust yourself? Do you actually get guidance, listen to your guidance because you're connected, and follow it? Or do you look to other people to tell you if it's true or not? Look to other people for your answers. So a little help here on your rating is, do you look to other people to give you your answers? Do you go to other people to get acknowledgement that what you think and feel is right or okay? And if they don't give you that, then you don't follow it, right? So some of us don't even get it at all and just go straight to other people. And some of us get it and then we go and get it checked out. Like for instance, I just had, you know, and you guys, I'm letting you know that I'm not 100% there yet. I just had a session with one of my spiritual mentors and guides who's coaching me, who has been coaching me for a couple of years now on deepening my connection with myself and spirit. And she's actually part of Abundant Life Mastery and going to be giving us a little bonus class in May, connect with something bigger, connect with your infinite wisdom. So anyways, I just had a session with her, right? So I'm still looking. I got a bunch of guidance download and I had a session so that I could get some clarity, right, from an outside perspective. So it's not that we don't go and make, like, clarify the answers we get. And a lot of my clients, you know, you guys do that with me, right? Because I'm not invested in your truth. Meaning, I want you to have your truth, but I'm an objective person. Now, if you go to friends or family and ask for, you know, clarity, guidance on the, you know, what you're getting, it's not always objective, right? You get what I'm saying. Because they've got their own stuff that they're putting on you. They're not aware of that. They're not as conscious. So, give yourself a rating. One, how connected are to yourself, your wants, needs, and desires, listening to that, your heart, your voice within. And number two, how much do you trust yourself, meaning how much do you follow it? All right. So be honest here, right? Curiosity, compassion for where you are right now, and wherever you are is perfect for this moment. So let's move into what caused the disconnection that we have, and some of us, all of us have it to some degree, with ourselves. What caused this disconnection, and therefore the lack of trust or follow through with our guidance that we have with ourselves? So I believe that we were born deeply connected to ourselves, but given our environment, family, life circumstances, a disconnection happened. And therefore, if we are disconnected from ourselves, how can we ever trust ourselves? So this disconnection happened because, as children, we needed our parents, right? For survival. We wanted and needed to be liked and loved by our parents. Many of us learned from an early age that it wasn't okay to do or say certain things that we were guided, right, to do or say. It upset them. Our truth upset them, caused conflict. And oftentimes what happened when, you know, we were yelled at, some of us were actually hit, some of us, love was withdrawn from us, attention and love. So we began to stuff our knowing, our truth, what we knew to be true for us and the world around us. So over time, this continued, this pattern of stuffing, this pattern of trying to please others, wanting to please others, and in return, or because of that, stuffing our desires, wants, and needs, our quote-unquote truth, because we were afraid of losing and or not getting the love, praise, and attention from our parents, other adults, and even as we grew up, our peers, right? So our need for connection with others actually became greater. Connection, meaning love, approval, attention, became greater, a greater desire because of fear than our connection with ourselves, right? So take a breath and know that because of this disconnection and this, what happened, our inner voice, our guidance got quieter and quieter. It stopped speaking up at all for some of us because we didn't listen to it. So there is going to be some sadness, I'm guessing, during, you know, throughout this month, throughout covering this key, that's going to come up for you. Because I know for myself, when I realized how disconnected I was from myself, and not just how much I didn't love myself, but the disconnectedness of not listening to myself for years and years, which meant, you know, I allowed people to do and say things to me that were very hurtful, that I didn't do or say things. I stuffed it because I didn't want to lose love and attention and praise, or hope to get it by stuffing it, right? Had a lot of sadness and grief come up. So know that there might be quite a bit of tears, sadness, grief, That comes up for you, and that's normal. And allow yourself to feel that. Allow yourself to cry. Okay? So the more times, as we continue to grow up then, the more times that we did not listen and that we didn't say or do things that were in alignment for ourselves, the more the trust in ourselves was broken. So the more times we did not follow our guidance, that we stuffed it down, and that we followed what we thought other people would please other people, the more we broke trust with ourselves. Okay? And then what would happen is we would get quote-unquote hurt. Now, not only we wouldn't follow our own guidance, we would do what we thought would please others, and then we would get hurt. And then what we would say to ourselves is, see, we can't trust ourselves because we did this and then it didn't work out and somebody hurt us. So we make bad decisions. We make mistakes. So I'm not going to trust myself. I'm going to continue not to trust myself and follow what other people. So do you see how this, like, it's like this double-edged sword or this vicious, not a double-edged sword, a vicious circle or cycle was created over time. We believed we couldn't trust ourselves, and it was really because it was broken to begin with, right? The people-pleasing broke it. So this just perpetuated was that self-fulfilling prophecy for us to then continue to look to others for our answers. And that was really the cause of the hurt in the first place, right? Not listening to ourselves, not following our inner guidance, our inner guru, our heart, whatever you want to call it. So what happened then is that as adults, and even as children, right, it started, you know, I remember back for myself, you know, that pain of not feeling, first of all, the pain of not listening to yourself, right, in that disconnection. And then the pain of the hurt because you didn't follow yourself, right? You didn't trust yourself and follow through, and you trusted other people. That quote unquote pain became too much. So what do? We want to get away from the pain, right? The pain of the disconnection. And the disconnection, which therefore caused more pain. So we do this. We started this very young, you guys. The stuffing or escape from our quote-unquote pain. For some of us, that was food. Most often as children, it's food, right? I know I started using food to stuff my pain from a very young age. Then as I got older, I used alcohol. I used drugs, pot, you know, specifically. And then I began to use other things, such as work. You know, pushing myself too hard, studying, working, and finally in a job. You know, just being busy. Some of us just stuff with being busy. Always doing something. Some of us stuff our pain with TV. Escape, with sex, gambling. Excuse me, shopping. Fill in the blank, you guys, right? And some of us have several. If I'm not careful, work. Being busy and work. Now, work is different than being busy. Work is like what you do for a living, and that can be part of it. But outside of your quote-unquote job, you can be busy constantly doing things for other people. Or just doing things like watching TV or, you know what I mean? Like you never have any downtime. And this is so that we do not really feel the actual pain of the disconnection. Oh, another one, controlling others. That can be a way to escape and stuff too. Controlling everybody else, getting in everybody else's business, right? Just doing anything at all so that anything but being still, right? Because when we're still, we can feel, we can hear, we can feel the pain, we can hear just the tiniest bit of that, our inner guru that says, please, please listen to me. So you guys, a lot of times depression, and I'll talk about this more in the next class, depression and anxiety are both emotions letting you know you're out of balance, out of alignment. Anxiety, I'll get into it more next lesson, but those are two big signs, emotional signs that you're out of balance, out of alignment with yourself, disconnected from yourself. So, as always, I like to share some examples, and then we're going to move into some tools. As we know, awareness is key, right? So you having this information is important, but then we need to shine the light on the past and why this happened for you, why you became disconnected. So my example is from a very young age, as most of you might have heard, I had a father who was an alcoholic and also had a lot of anger and rage towards himself and other people. So as a child, I was afraid of him. For me, he didn't hit me, but it was yelling. And that's just as bad as hitting for a lot of us, especially children. So I didn't want to do anything to upset my dad or cause conflict. So I stuffed the way I felt. You know, my feelings, my emotions, my wants, needs, and desires. I often stuffed those, ignored that voice, because I wanted to not cause conflict or please my dad. Right? And I wanted his love and attention too, and I didn't ever get it, really. And for me, moving forward, this continued to play out for a good part of my life, and still does to a small part this day, with men, all men, wanting to get that love and attention, so needing to please them, therefore not pleasing myself, honoring myself, trusting myself, right? I have to be really careful, because I can still do that with my sweetie sometimes, Josh, if I'm not very, like, if I'm afraid. Now, I also learned this to do this with my mom. My mother was a depressed person and very sad. So not only did I see my dad, like, yell at her when she expressed the way she felt, and she had a right to be sad, she really didn't want to be married to my father. She was unhappy in the relationship, but for lots of reasons continued to stay until I was 15 or 16 years old. So I, you know, saw the modeling of my mother stuffing her stuff, right? Her feelings, wants, needs, and desires, because my dad would get pissed when she expressed them. So she just stuffed them. And then as a child, you know, wanting again to make my mom happy, wanting to get her love and attention, because otherwise she was all depressed, I again stuffed more. I didn't take my, you know, wants, needs, and desires to her because I didn't want her to feel even more depressed or sad, right? And that maybe that wouldn't have been true, but that's, as a child, what I made up as a story or belief. So that's kind of my example, right? And I've already shared with you that I stuffed the pain of not being connected to myself with food, with alcohol, pot for a period of time, staying busy in work, getting real busy. So let's move into some self-connection tools. We're going to start with self-connection, right? And awareness is key. So that's why this journaling, this self-inquiry work that I'm having you guys do is so important. It not only brings the awareness, but it also brings up acknowledging and feeling the stuff that we were stuffing, right? Because that's what this does. So it's not, a lot of us avoid it and resist it because it doesn't feel good. And the truth is, it's okay to let this pain come up and feel it because it'll be released then. Your bodies will continue to get healthier, lose weight, heal themselves of an illness. You will love and honor yourself more. So yeah, just all of it, you guys. So I highly recommend, as I move through these tools, you use them. And if you can't do it right now, even though I recommend it, schedule some time in the next few days to do this written work, this journaling, this self-inquiry. So number one is a reflection, a writing reflection. I want you to shine the light on your past and ask yourself, growing up, when and why did I stop connecting with and listening to myself? Did I learn it wasn't safe to express my wants, needs, and desires, my truth, right? Quote unquote, my truth. Did it upset people? Your mom, your dad, both? You know, who were you trying to please so you began to stuff it or ignore it? Did you get in trouble or learn it was unsafe to speak or act your truth? Right? Because when you're connected with yourself, you get guidance. You just do. And then you want to follow it until you learn it's not safe or okay to follow it, to trust it, because you get yelled at, you get in trouble, maybe you get harmed physically, or love is withdrawn from you and attention. And so then eventually you just want to shut it off and disconnect from it because it's too painful to get it and not be able to follow it. So growing up, when and why did you stop connecting with and listening to yourself? Was there a situation? And this situation might have happened over years. And who was it with? And maybe it was more than one person. But I'm looking for the initial situation, right? Like I shared with you my dad and my mom. And then I shared with you, this is part two. What happened after that? What continued to happen? Situations with people that perpetuated you continuing to disconnect even more and then continuing to not trust yourself even more. Like I said with men, right? For me, with boyfriends, I would pick men that, you know, were very much like my father. And I was trying to please them, and then I would get yelled at or whatever, and so I'd stuff my what I knew to be true for myself even more, whether it was saying something or acting something out, because, you know, I didn't want to lose more love and attention, or maybe I wasn't even getting it, but the thought of getting it, right? The potential for getting it. So what I want you to do for the part two is to make a list. The situations or people after the initial situation with, I'm going to guess for most of you it's going to be with mom or dad, right? And then who did you continue to do that with? Where and with who? Teachers in school, girlfriends, guys, you know, fill in the blank. And there's going to be some specific, like, memories that come up, write those down, like actually make a list and just write a brief description for each one. Because this really is about shining the light. And then, you know, where do you continue? Where do you continue and with who do you continue, right? What situations or people do you continue to not share your truth with? Where you don't trust yourself. Some of you may not trust yourself at work, but you may trust yourself at home or vice versa. Maybe you do with your kids, maybe you don't. Maybe you have a hard time with friends, but maybe you're fine with your husband or sweetie. Right? Maybe you are not trusting yourself with money decisions. Right? So again, looking at all the areas of our life. Right? We can break it down. You know, I learned to not trust myself with money. I'm going to give you a money example because I know a lot of us have this. You know, I heard from my dad all the time, women are just good at spending. They do not know how to manage money. He controlled my mother in money. And of course, then I grew up, you know, I was never taught how to manage money, any of that stuff. So how would I know how to do that? So then I made some decisions and choices that just fed that. And continued to not trust myself. And I've been working on that in the past year. And I'm still working on that, trusting myself in with money, right? As another example, trusting with love, trust him with money, you know, trusting myself and my guidance with my work, right? That's a big piece, so that you can live your purpose and do your work, whatever it is that you do. So past, and then bring it into current. You know, where are you currently not trusting yourself, and what area of your life? And then three, what are your patterns of disconnection and stuffing? You know, like me, did you use food, alcohol, being busy, work, to distract yourself? So it's really important for us to have this compassion and curiosity as we're looking at this, right? So we know. Cool. Next, I want you to start a beliefs page for self-connection and trust. And then, what beliefs do you hold about expressing, listening, expressing, following your truth, given your past experiences? Like, it's not safe. I can't trust myself. I made too many mistakes. It's not safe to trust myself. You know, I need to please others first. I need to look to others for the answers. I can't trust myself to find my answers. So write down what beliefs, thoughts are coming up around this connection with yourself and self-trust. Write those down. And then part two of that is right next to it. You can do two columns if you want. Write an opposite or positive belief for each. And you do not have to believe it right now, you guys. Awesome. Next, this is an action step, right? Those were all the things before this have been written tools. Now an action step. Start using the guided TMP practice. There will be two eventually, but there should be one right now by the time you listen to this, if not shortly, on self-trust. And I want you to listen to it every morning when you wake up, and again at bedtime as you fall asleep. And if you want to do it in the middle of the day again, go for it. So do the short one in the morning, and eventually you'll have a long one. Do that one at bedtime. But we really need to start infusing this on a subconscious level. Okay? Two more pieces. On a mirror, screensaver, on your phone or computer, take one of those opposite positive beliefs about self-trust. And it might be, I am always trusting myself. I'm always listening to my inner guru, and I want you to write that down as your mantra everywhere that you can, so that you can see it and infuse it and really start embodying that, not just with the TMPs, but outside of it, right? And then each morning, besides the TMP, I want you to spend 10 minutes at least. You can do more if you want. Let's just say 5 to 10 minutes to start with, writing down in your notebook any thoughts, feelings, emotions, whatever comes up uncensored, you guys. Uncensored. This is a self-connection exercise. Okay? Self-connection every morning. If you want to add it at bedtime, you can do it too. But the reason I recommend the morning is that's when our ego is possibly, for most of us, at its, you know, you're just waking up and it's like, sit down with your tea or coffee and just write down anything that comes up. It could be dreams you've had, anything at all. Our dreams are often trying to get our attention and tell us things, right? So those are your tools or inspired action steps. I even want to start calling them our freedom tools, our self-connection and freedom tools. Because really that's what this is all about, is yes, creating abundance, and abundance really in freedom in all areas of our life. So take a breath. And again, remember, progress, not perfection. Schedule to do these things every day, you guys. Put alarms on your phone or computer to remind you. Go over to the Facebook page, our private group, and share your experiences, your ahas, struggles, and wins. And stay tuned for audio lesson number 2, where we will deepen and give you more tools, move into talking about feelings, emotions, and how we get our guidance. Awesome. Sending you lots of love, laughter, and light. Have an awesome day, awesome week.